get little drawer stoppers to make sure that the drawers aren't going to pull out very far. But even flat screen TVs, you make sure that if they're not mounted on the wall, that they're secured to whatever furniture you have them on, and they have little straps that you can do that with.
If you haven't seen the video, it's posted right now at KSL.com. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. 519 now, time for Triple Team Traffic. Brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Here's Ricky Meese.
A slow drive southbound I-15 between 3300 South through Sandy. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow between the South Town Mall and Midville. The 21st South Freeway also seeing a heavy and slow drive westbound Redwood Road to 5600 West, and the West Belt stacked up and slow southbound between I-80 through Taylorsville. Michelle?
A KSL traffic trooper is reporting a stalled vehicle northbound Bangor Highway at 2400 South, blocking the center lanes. I'm not seeing any major delays there, but where I do see delays is Bangor Highway from Salt Lake to Kearns. I-15 in Utah County is still showing good speeds both directions, despite that earlier crash on Spanish Fork northbound off to the right. Mark?
Well, unfortunately, you're up to 19 minutes Salt Lake City to Farmington, northbound I-15 KSL traffic time. That's not even including the accident we've had northbound closer to 3300 South and the delays getting through South Salt Lake, slowing up past the North Interchange. In fact, in spots up to Bountiful now, and then some new slowing between just prior to Antelope Drive up to Hillfield Road, rest of the Davis County commute, and you're even slowing right now over flow 215 at the north end, northbound, coming up from I-80 as well. Rocky Mountain Gun Show, January 7th and 8th, Southtown Expo Center, wholesale ammo, knives, mags, CCW classes, $49, includes show ticket, RockyMountainGunShow.com, the real gun show, Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast now. Here's Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, here we go again. Another storm system moving in. It will arrive overnight. Look for developing snow and problems for the morning commute. Snow will last during the day on Wednesday. It'll be a heavy, wet snow. Rain and snow mixed during the valleys and in the mountains. All snow, 1 to 2 feet in the northern mountains. Northern valleys should see 3 to 6 inches by the time it's all done. Storm should roll out by Thursday afternoon, and we're talking sunshine for Friday, but colder. Highs in the 20s, lows in the teens. Another round comes in Sunday into Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
25 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 5:22. Time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.
Sean and Rebecca Covey decided to make animal therapy the focus of their organization, Bridle Up Hope. Research has shown the special bond between humans and animals